called you Jingle. Do you like that nickname?
I've been called everything you can think of, so I'm not too worried about what you guys call me or anybody else for that fact.
It's better than what you called me last night.
I have. I've been working on my cleanliness for my boy. So.
I'm curious, what was your role while you were in Europe and Australia? Was it similar to what the role you have now?
On court, like playing-wise,
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, playing-wise, yeah.
Yeah, kind of different everywhere I've been, really. And I mean, even with the national team, and it's always been kind of different a little bit. But yeah, just that kind of, I mean, I've always been a team first, pass first guy, and yeah, just try and do a little bit of everything, help wherever I can, and whatever it is, if it's defense or whatever it is, just to try and help. I've never been a guy to worry about anything but winning, really, so whatever it takes to kind of win.
You had a nice game last night against your old team. Was there a little bit of extra motivation?
I mean, we played them so many times now, but yeah, I mean, it's always nice, but yeah, I mean, it wasn't the foremost of my thought process, but a few of the guys came up and said it was nice to see me do well against them, so yeah, it is what it is, really.
You're 27, obviously, rookie. Do you feel like you have to wear the backpack and all that stuff, but do you feel like a rookie in this league, or do you feel pretty comfortable in the NBA?
Probably the start more, but now, yeah, more comfortable every game. I think someone asked me yesterday, I mean, the more I play, the more comfortable I get. You don't want to ask questions today, just after the game. But yeah, I mean, the more you play, at the start of the year, I wasn't playing as much, so it takes a little bit more time to get used to a whole different style of game than what I'm used to. So, yeah, the last few weeks have got more and more comfortable and really starting to just probably more just find where I can help as well, offense and defense, and just probably having a bit better understanding of where I can pick my points to be aggressive and not to be.
Stylistically, what are the biggest differences from...
I mean, everyone's obviously quicker, faster, stronger. I think the whole of like having 12, whatever, 13 guys that can all come in and contribute, where in Europe, a lot of the teams, they'll spend money on the first 4, 5, 6 guys and then it kind of drops off, and you have to have locals, and you have to have some leagues. Last year, Israel, you had to have 2 Israelis on the court at all times. So it's it does change it, because... you are sometimes like, I mean, we'd play some teams in Israel that guys that wouldn't make bloody street ball teams. Like, it was just, some of the guys we played were terrible. So now you're playing obviously 5 guys, and then there come guys coming off the bench that are all pretty impressive players.
Well, is there much style difference, or is it just pretty much the actual players on the court?
Europe's a lot more slower, a lot more half court, run through your offense, move the ball side to side, and obviously there's some teams over here that do that, but a lot of the game over here is pretty quick, fast paced, and try and score 140 points, and Europe you'd be lucky to score 60-70 points, and it's obviously a shorter game as well, but yeah, it's definitely quicker over here.
Quinn said you play in places where like bottle rockets and things were going off.
Yeah, I've had all kinds of things thrown at me, and fans spit at you, and gyms that look nowhere near like this place, and high schools seat grandstands like that big as well, and so yeah, I've seen a lot. I've had teammates been hit with objects and start bleeding, spit, drinks, yeah, you name it. I've either had it thrown at me or one of my teammates has.
So I mean, is it kind of a nice luxury now that you're going in all these beautiful arenas and...
Yeah, it's nice that fans don't throw bottles at you and whatever it is, and there's not just a piece of netting protecting you that's got holes in it anyway.
So the Malice at the Palace, like, that was every game?
Yeah, more or less. I mean,
so I was gonna say, yeah,
players aren't, I had one player jump in the crowd last year, but apart from that, yeah, it's nice to be able to just go into an arena and not get abused and stuff thrown at you every week.
Speaking of nice arenas and teams, the Warriors, everybody's focused on their offense, but they're the top team defensively right now. When you watch them, or you played against them, what are they doing so well that they can do both so well?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much everything, really. They obviously, defensively, they're right. I think, I don't know what they are, but obviously right up there with on the defensive list. And then, obviously, to be able to run out of that and their transition and the way they run and multiple scorers and shooters, and they throw it to Bogan. Obviously, he can make plays and set screens and rebound. And they execute half-court sets, too, when they have to. So yeah, it's a pretty well-rounded team in every aspect, really. So it obviously makes it tough to guard, and then you've got in the half court you've got shooters just 1 through 4 basically, and it's kind of hard to help and hard to. So you got to play a perfect game, really. It's tough team.